On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about my computer just died. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about overcoming stupid things like that and understanding what really matters. Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to episode 3 of Aggressively Positive. I am your host. Me, Adam Thoreau. This is normally when I would go into telling my joke. And my computer literally just died, fried, gone, not turning back on, 10 minutes ago. So, I'm kind of free. I'm free-forming this one. I got my phone pulled out over here. Remember in episode 1 when I said that episode 2 was going to be shorter? And it wasn't? Well, guess what? Episode 3 is definitely going to be shorter. But I promise I'm going to be back next week with another episode. I hope these computers allow me to produce a full-on episode, but I'm not going to let this get me down. I love my life. I love my wife. I love today. I hope you do too. You know what? I'm going to try to do this. Going off the head, people, no script, let's do a joke. What's green, black, white, and can't jump over a fence? A refrigerator in an army camo jacket. Okay, moving on. Story number 1. Pat Lawson is over the moon after being crowned the most bubbly bus driver in London, despite having to battle through gridlock traffic on a daily basis. The 50-year-old admits that he never stops smiling, especially after landing on his feet, you know, following periods of homelessness and even prison. After, you know, falling into the wrong crowd as a teenager, Lawson said he was dragged into a dark, vicious cycle of homelessness, crime, and drugs. He eventually hit rock bottom and started to question his life choices. That's when he decided to get help and turn his life around. The Single Homeless Project helped train Pat as a bus driver, and he immediately fell in love with the job. I'll say good morning to every passenger and give them a big smile. I was told it wouldn't last long, but passengers told me to keep on going. Since the job started in March 2017, so it's still less than 2 years, friends, he's won 2 awards and received more than 100 recommendations from people in the public. He is a beautiful dude. You look at this guy, you can find him. Go on the Google or Bing and look up Pat Lawson, bus driver. This dude's smile is guaranteed to put one on your face, and that is awesome. You know, this guy, he found something that he enjoys and was able to use a bus driving job to pull him back from absolute rock bottom. You know, I can only imagine that it really... I've never really hit a rock bottom. I've hit some lows, but I can really only imagine at that point, you really have to ask yourself, what am I going to do now? So, because if you're at rock bottom, there's really only one more step lower than that. And Pat Lawson, this dude has been there within 2 years, pulled himself back out of that, has been named the best bus driver in London, and this dude's smile is fantastic. All right, let's move on to another story. This is where the music would be, but my computer's dead. Blue. All right, now I'm going to pull up another little page. This one I keep in my bookmarks. I love this page. I've used this page every episode, and this page has a .com. This episode's really fun so far. I promise I'm gonna be back to a more strict format, but I don't know, maybe not. Tell me what you think. Alright, here we go. Here's a minute of random facts that doesn't have any sound effects. A baby octopus is about the size of a flea when it's born. A sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first passengers in a hot air balloon. The average male gets bored of a shopping trip after 26 minutes. Recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch television for 3 hours. Approximately 10 to 20% of U.S. power outages are caused by squirrels. 90%... I don't even like that one. Bees can't reproduce. Let's go back to that one. Classic. A swarm of... Oh! More bees! A swarm of 20,000 bees once followed a car for 2 days because their queen was stuck inside. Nearly 3% of the ice in Antarctic glaciers have pee. Penguin pee! Nearly 3% of ice in Antarctic glaciers is penguin pee! A crocodile can't poke out its tongue. And last one, a small child could swim through the veins of a blue whale. That's weird. Man, I'm really digging doing this episode. How about a good people doing good update? About a week ago, we had raised about $700 through Patreon, just over $700 for the month of January to spend. And with that money, we bought 3 Walmart gift cards so far. 2 were valued at $160. The other one was valued at $100. And one went to a family kind of recovering from this massive tree, falling on their house during a storm. And you know, people, what we're doing, you know, we're not saving their lives. We're just changing it a little bit for the better. And then that kind of snowballs from there. It's like that movie with that kid. He had 3 names. Haley Joel Osment. He was in that movie, right? The one, where, not the dead people. The pay it forward one. I think Kevin Spacey was in that one too, and I'm gonna stop talking now because he's in a little troubled water. But yeah, we've done some good things this month, and now we're still sitting on a few $100 left to do some good and surprise some people and be that ray of hope and love in their life. They're not gonna expect these things coming. They're gonna open the door one day, see an envelope with my serial killer handwriting on it. See their name written out on it, they're not gonna know what to think. But they're gonna open up that letter, and they're gonna be surprised with a gift card and a little letter that just merely says, "I hope this finds you and puts a smile on your face." That's pretty awesome. Alright, here we go. Next good story. Ah, this is a good one. I love Hal. You'll find out what that means. A father made sure he could spend time with his daughter, who had to work on Christmas, by becoming a passenger on every single flight she was scheduled to work. Hal Vaughn accompanied his daughter, Pierce Vaughn, on each of the 6 flights, starting on Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. In a Facebook post, Mike Levy said that he met Hal on one of those flights and posted this picture of the two of them. "I had the pleasure of sitting next to Hal on my flight back home. His daughter Pierce was our flight attendant who had to work over Christmas. Hal decided he would spend the holiday with her, so he is flying with her on each of her flights today and tomorrow all around the country just to spend time with his daughter on Christmas. What a fantastic father! Wish you both a Merry Christmas!" Sorry, Levi, Levy, I just had to give you a voice, and that's what I went with. Pierce said her father made it on every flight, and even got first class, capital RSW-DTW. I don't know what that means. Cool. You know, that's a good story. I like Hal. Hal seems like a really good dude, and Hal loves his daughter, and that's obvious. I really like when it's just really obvious that people love other people. Man, I know it probably makes some of you weirdos sick, but my wife and I have so much fun everywhere we go. Whether it's you know, week old baguette sword fighting at Stop and Shop, or, you know, just being silly and laughing and always having a good time. How do you enjoy your life? You try to have a good time. It's not always that simple, but it really is overall that simple. I'm living proof of it. I wish everybody got to really know the deep down inside of me that was a few years ago, and the huge difference between that and the me that is now. And it was simply by me deciding I wanted to be happier. I found inspiration, I went with it, and it worked. All right, one more story. I've got a few stories that I had written that I need to use sound bites from, so I'll be saving those for next week's. But this story, this is awesome. This kid is, I'm on today's show, Wednesday, I'm officially starting a new segment with no audio, no bumpers or anything, but this new segment is called The Goodest Person of the Week. An 11-year-old boy is being hailed as a hero for pulling an unconscious 34-year-old man from the bottom of a swimming pool. 70-pound Advaik, not even going to try your last name, buddy. I'm sorry. I would do you dishonor. But 70-pound Advaik was with his mom at their apartment complex, and he saw a man wandering into the deep end of a pool and then becoming unresponsive. 70-pound boy. He's small, friends. The man in the end of the pool was 170 pounds, and he was at the bottom of the 8-foot side of the pool with his hands stretched out and his mouth wide open. He said he initially thought the man was probably too heavy for him to save, but Advaik didn't care. He jumped in anyway. He swam down, grabbed the man's wrist, and pulled that man to the surface. Other adults helped pull the man out of the pool and administer CPR on him. After about 3 minutes, the man had regained consciousness and was treated by emergency responders. This 11-year-old, 70-pound boy just saved this 170-pound, 34-year-old man's life. This kid is pretty amazing. I've never seen anything like this, said one of the police officers. A child saving an adult from drowning is something I never even considered. He's a typical 11-year-old boy. Shy. Quiet. But when it was time to do the right thing, he jumped in and he did it. That one gave me chills. A lot of these stories give me chills. Writing these episodes, it's really hard to read all these stories and come out with a set of dry eyes, my friends. But it's so good. I really appreciate that you listen to me and you're listening to these stories of positivity. I hope it makes you feel good hearing these stories, and I hope it makes you feel better knowing that there's even more stories out there that I'm not bringing to you. You can find them if you want. Or if you want to just rely on me to bring them to you, go for it. Because I'm going to continue bringing you these stories no matter what. If my computer dies, man, I would have been, if that happened like last year, I would be, I probably already have a glass of wine. Well, if it was last year, I would have a double IPA. But drinking white wine spritzers these days. I need to bring in the Tum Tum. But you know, I would always overreact, and my anxiety was through the roof. I have just been trying to live a happier life. Every month, I get to do 5 amazing acts of kindness, random acts of kindness to these unexpected people through good people doing good. If you missed episode 1, you might want to go back and listen to that. I talk about the organization that I run, Good People Doing Good. You can even go to goodpeopledoinggood.org, check out the organization, check out the videos. It's going to make you feel good on the inside. There are still people out there that care. There are still people out there that don't have everything in the world and still just want to help others. And so many people have reached out to me, appreciating it, loving it. It's a concept that this world needs. And, you know, people, we just gotta all wanna be the best we can be. Find something that inspires you to do that. And I'll tell you this, it's Wednesday right now. If you're listening to this the day it came out, it's actually Tuesday right now for me because I'm recording this. But guess what? On Wednesday, I'm going to finally meet the person that inspires me, that has really 180'd my mental perspective in the past year, Dan Cummins. I'm going to see him on Wednesday, January 16th at the Comedy Connection. He's the host of the podcast Time Suck. Big fan of that. Definitely not for everybody. It's really odd. There's some risky subjects, but he is a great person. Anytime he talks about his family and his kids and his wife, it's just so genuine. And this guy has influenced me to just... He started this podcast, and this podcast formed a group of people, and that group of people are the most loving and caring group of people I have ever met, and I haven't even met any of them yet, but I'm going to meet a bunch of you on Wednesday, or today, or I already did, if you're listening to this in the future. I'm kind of rambling right now. That's because I don't have a script, and my computer is just a blank screen, and it's definitely not coming back. All right, my friends, I hope you find this inspiring. I hope that you enjoy your lives, and I love all of you from the bottom of my heart. This is also when I would normally play the song, my outro song. It's Snowstorm by Lemon Lime Tennis Shoes. And then I would also be doing my Patreon shoutouts. All are... from the computer. So I don't see that happening anytime soon. But hopefully next week we'll be good to go. I'll have all my sounds back. I'll have Big Bad Billy back. Oh, God, I don't want to talk to that guy. And I'll have you guys back. So I'll talk to you next week. Check out goodpeopledoinggood.org. Find Aggressively Positive Podcast and Good People Doing Good on Facebook, and I'll talk to you next week.